It is a rainy day today here in the Southern French Alps, and we're going to a river spot in a valley that I've scouted out on the maps ahead of time. I've got my tarp today instead of my tent. We're gonna make a cool shelter, we're gonna have some steak, and it's gonna be a very nice night. I'm so excited to have another cozy adventure with you all. Let's get straight into it, shall we? I don't know if this place sells coffee, but if it does, I'm buying. Bonjour. Unfortunately, they did not have coffee. They only had, they kept saying, little. So I'm guessing espresso, which it's not for me. I'm more of a cafe au lait kind of person. Well, I'm just walking through this little alpine village right now, and I've stumbled across another cafe, and this one says they do cafe au lait. So I'm gonna go inside, but I don't know if they take card, and I don't have any cash, so let's go. Well, it's about an hour later now. I've just left the cafe. They ended up giving me cake and coffee for free. Lovely ladies. They were ski instructors when they were younger and they spoke great English. They were so nice. Oh, honestly, I love stuff like this. It's just, you wouldn't get that in England, and it's just, I don't know, it really made my day. And they recommended me a campsite too. And they said that they'd meet me there on Friday for a nice drink and a catch up. So I think I'll go do that. Anyway, I've got to get walking now because it has got a bit later. So let's crack on. I found a waterfall. I'm going to go for a dip because I'm so sweaty right now and my body deserves some cold water. So let me get changed. This is my transition. Nah, I can't actually stretch my leg because I've been to the gym. Ow. The sun has just come out as well. This is so perfect. I can't wait to get in, honestly. Let's dip. Wow, that's cold. Okay. It's cold, but like in a very refreshing way. I'm gonna have a mooch and see if I can find any other dip spots. Ah, my head's being attacked. Chilling. Well, that is my wild dip complete. Now, time to find a spot so we can cook up some steak. Now, that is well deserved. It's been a long walk, so let's go. Well, I've been wandering around for a while now, and I think I've settled on my spot for tonight. I'm doing a tarp shelter. I'm not quite sure what configuration I'm going to go with yet. I'm going to just have a look, have a check out of my surroundings, see what I can do. But yeah, let's get set up. I need a tarp with more holes in it because this is just getting annoying now. Oh my god, did it break? What? No! My pole's flipping snapped. Okay, so now that my stick has well and truly given up on life, right, it's just breaking to pieces now. I'm gonna go find a stick and make it work. This one is nice and sturdy. I just need to break it a little bit because it doesn't need to be quite as big, but it'll do. I've snapped the end off. I think this might work. Okay. That works. I need to get my bed set up. That's step two. Wow. That is a scary looking spider. Okay.
I think there's a herd of sheep coming towards me. I don't know if you can hear that, but that is very loud. Okay, I can see the sheepdog. I've literally been warned about them.
Okay, so they've gone past me now. The farmer was there to look after his sheep and his sheepdog because there's been multiple signs along the trail, like watch out for the cattle dogs and the sheepdogs and the women as well at the cafe. Lovely. I love them so much. I can't wait to meet them again. But they also warned me about them, like be careful because they are aggressive. Okay, so last time I did surf and turf burgers. This time I've just got surf and turf. Oh, I picked out the best looking steak they had. I've got some garlic butter covered prawns, tomatoes on the vine, and a little sprig of some thyme and some rosemary, all that jazz, you know? Let's start cooking. Try my steak, shall we? I've been munching away for a while. I've not got an awful lot left. I gave up on the fork situation. I'm gone with rabid hands. Oh. They're so juicy. That's so good. Well, I think you'd have to agree with me when I say it has been an incredible day. Like, honestly, the walk was so nice. It was a bit hard because I've been working out my legs at the moment and I don't know why I'm doing it to myself. They're like torture devices, honestly. Like, what is a hip abduction? I've worked out a muscle that has never seen any action in its life and it is literally so painful. Anyway, that's sidetracked completely. Ended up getting free coffee and apple pie with custard as well. And it was incredible. It was such a good apple pie. Very impressed. Oh yeah, they told me there was a waterfall and that I should go see it. It was beautiful, as you saw. Now I've set up my tarp in a new style configuration that I've never tried before. My pole broke. That's all right, they were like £10, so I'm not bothered. Don't even talk to me about that dinner. It was ridiculously good. I mean, steak, prawns, tomatoes on the vine, might I add. I'm just waffling right now. I'm having a great time. I'm waiting for my tea to cool down. That's all I'm doing. It's been 2 minutes, apparently, of me just pure waffling. That is not happening anytime soon. I'm gonna put my pajamas on. I think that's a good idea. It's getting a bit cold. So I need some thermals. Oh my gosh. I'm in. I think I'm gonna head to bed. It is around 8:30. I say I'm gonna head to bed. I'm gonna drink my tea. I'm gonna read my book. I'm gonna take my contact lenses out because why have I still got them in? And then I'm going to sleep for around 9 p.m. I'm saying that's a good bedtime. But I will see you in the morning for a lovely cup of coffee and the views on the way down. I'll see you then. Night! Good morning. It is a wet one. It is a very wet day. I'm not excited for the walk down anymore because I'm just going to get drenched. I look like Hagrid. I'm going to get dressed. Yeah, I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to get warm because my back is cold right now from the rain hitting this and my back's right against it. So, plans, Katie, plans. I'm not good at plans. Right, let's get up, let's make a move. I need some juice or a coffee because my throat's gone weird again. Let's go. I just realised I've been recording in slow-mo by accident. So, sorry about that. I'm going to make some coffee and it's going to make me happy. Then the coffee is going to give me the idea of how to get down without getting wet. It stopped raining quite a lot right now, which is very nice actually. And my boots aren't wet on the inside, which is absolutely amazing. I love when I don't have wet boots. This is my favourite part of the day. I need to get used to the rain. I'm going back to the UK soon. Oof. So it stopped raining for a bit and it was just the rain from the trees coming, and as soon as I'm about to pack up it started raining again. Oh well, I had a nice coffee. Get this on here. I'm ready. My hair keeps going like this and I literally can't see anything. Right, well, as always, leave no trace. I have got a pile of rubbish here that I am going to take with me. Let's go. I'm carrying my stuff. Well, I have retrieved a wild Melly. This is my car. I think I'm going to go head for a shower, a warm shower somewhere. My hands are freezing from carrying the stuff back. I didn't expect it to be so cold. But that is it for today's adventure. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. A lot of you, I don't know the number, but a lot of you still aren't subscribed. So just subscribe. Please. I will see you next time. Happy roaming. Bye!